Being banned in Boston, Wake Up Little Susie reached number one for the Everly Brothers this week in 1957. With that bit of knowledge, welcome to the Music Box. I'm Mike Duke. Each week, I collect a box full of music and bring it from my house to your radio right here at FM 102.5, the Concert Hall. You'll hear music from the 1940s through the 1980s with occasional excursions beyond that range. Get ready to hear songs you haven't heard in a long time mixed with a few you may have never heard before. Songs like this one by Gilbert O'Sullivan. No, it's not Alone Again, naturally. This is Claire.
As if something somewhere had happened to me, which I couldn't see. And then the moment I met you again, I knew in my heart that we were friends. It had to be so, it couldn't be no. Smile. I don't care what people say, to me you're more than a child. Oh Claire, 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 if ever a moment so rare was captured for all to compare, that moment is you in all that you do. Marry you, will you marry me? Oh, hooray. Oh, Claire. Hour of the day, but in the morning this hour.
Chanel had his biggest hit in 1962 with Hey Baby. Before that, we heard Claire by Gilbert O'Sullivan. Singer Anita Kerr formed a vocal group called the Anita Kerr Singers. They sang backup on an incredible number of songs across many musical styles. She died last week, 2 weeks short of what would have been her 95th birthday. The Anita Kerr Singers also released a number of their own albums. This song is from an album they did that featured songs written by Burt Kampert. This is The World We Knew Over and Over.
Conceivable that
orchestra leader and songwriter Bert Kampert was born on October 16, 1923, in Hamburg, Germany. Magic Trumpet, with Happy Trumpeter in parentheses, is from 1962. We also heard the Anita Kerr Singers from their 1967 album Bert Kampert Turned Us On, The World We Knew Over and Over. From my house to your radio, this is the Music Box on FM 102.5, The Concert Hall. I'm Mike Duke, and these are the Beatles.
Now, somewhere in the black mining hills of Dakota, there lived a young boy named Rocky Raccoon. And one day, his woman ran off with another guy, hitting young Rocky in the eye. Rocky didn't like that. He said, I'm gonna get that boy. So one day he walked into town, booked himself a room in the local saloon. Rocky Raccoon checked into his room, only to find Gideon's Bible. Rocky had come equipped with a gun to shoot off the legs of his rival. His rival, it seems, had broken his dreams by stealing the girl of his fancy. Her name was McGill, and she called herself Lil, but everyone knew her as Nancy. Now she and her man, who called himself Dan, we're in the next room at the hoedown. A Rocky burst in, and grinning a grin, he said, Danny boy, this is a showdown. But Daniel was hot, he drew fast and shot, and Rocky collapsed in the corner. Proceeded to lie on the table. He said, Rocky, you met your match. And Rocky said, Doc, it's only a scratch. And I'll be better, Doc, as soon as I am able. And now Rocky Raccoon, he fell back in his room, only to find Gideon's Bible. Gideon checked out, and he left it no doubt, to help with good Rocky's revival. Oh yeah, yeah. Come on, Rocky boy, do.
I believe you'd be surprised to see you.
Joe South inviting us to get in our 10,000 steps with Walk a Mile in My Shoes from 1970. And we heard Rocky Raccoon, an album track by the Beatles from their 1968 album called The Beatles, but known better as The White Album. Singer and songwriter Laura Nyro was born on October 18, 1947 in the Bronx. This song was a hit for the Fifth Dimension in 1969, but today we'll hear Wedding Bell Blues by its writer, Laura Nyro. Wedding Bell Blues in 1966. I'm Mike Duke. The Music Box will return from my house to your radio with more birthdays, our first movie song of the week, and a variety of music after this concert hall intermission.